Your life is more flexible and efficient than ever, and your energy is too. See how Union Power Cooperative is building a brighter future for the rural communities we serve at union-power.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty. Now, let's go back. John Holman, I'm so sorry that computer is so rude. See, folks, we don't have a...
That's right.
It's set, and it cuts you right off. But you go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Well, the UA was trying to force Poland and John, what's it, Hungary.
Yeah.
To take Muslim men who just wanted to leave their land for economic reasons. They were trying to force them to take them, and they said, no, thank you. We do not want to be assimilated and have our culture destroyed like some of the countries that took them in. So they stood against them, and I think they brought sanctions against them. So a vast majority of the refugees, Poland's taken them in because they agree with their Christian society that they have. So they're fleeing, you know, into Poland, and they're taking them in. So Poland, on one hand, you know, avoided being forced to have their society destroyed, and but then they became a refugee for the Christians that are fleeing from Ukraine. So there's, you know, this pressure from the West to destroy cultures is not just, you know, aimed at Russia. It's aimed at other nations as well. And there's a resistance against it. And those that are resisting, there's forces, evil forces behind the scenes that we know that are bringing pressure against them to comply, or you're going to suffer. So it's not just Russia that's kind of been put into a corner here. I'm going to pose it that way. Other nations as well are being pressured to become part of the one world order. But there is, you know, they're still resisting, but they're paying a price.
All righty. We're going to be, you two men are very familiar with the Agenda 2030, aren't you?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to play a clip.
Agenda 21?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we come back, I expect that the two of you together in your commentary will just astonish the listeners. So go ahead and take it away.
The way the UN is dragging the world into the abyss. Agenda 21 is a UN action program that was adopted by 182 countries as early as 1992 at the Conference on Environment and Development in Rio de Janeiro. It contains specific developmental and environmental policy recommendations for action in the 21st century. With the 2030 agenda adopted by the UN in 2015, the goals of Agenda 21 were then further developed in line with the challenges that had grown worldwide and now applied equally to all countries. The official goal of the 17 key points of the 2030 agenda is to respond to a deterioration of the situation in each country and to improve the world under the premise of sustainability. The 2015 UN General Assembly resolution states, "We are resolved to free the human race from the tyranny of poverty and want, and to heal and secure our planet. We are determined to take the bold and transformative steps which are urgently needed to shift the world onto a sustainable and resilient path. As we embark on this collective journey, we pledge that no one will be left behind." However, a closer look at political programs reveals that they consistently pursue goals that are quite different from those that are ostensibly highlighted to populations. Keeping this aspect of deception in mind, KLA-TV took a close look at 12 of the 17 key points of the 2030 agenda and decoded them in such a way that viewers around the world can compare what the positively formulated goals actually mean in practice.
Goal number one, end poverty in all its forms, everywhere. Instead, one can observe that entire populations are being made dependent on state subsidies, which results in society being insidiously led into a socialist system. Nations get trapped into debt through the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, from which they will never escape. Goal number two, end hunger, achieve food security, and improve nutrition, and promote sustainable agriculture. However, we observe the destruction of natural, biological, small-scale agriculture, while at the same time, multinational corporations increasingly control global food production through industrial agriculture, genetic engineering, and agricultural chemicals. Goal number three, ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. We observe, instead, compulsory vaccination is being introduced everywhere, and natural healing methods are being suppressed or persecuted. As a result, people are being more and more dominated by the pharmaceutical industry, whose drugs have evidently sickened and even reduced the population. Goal number four, ensure inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. Instead of this, as a result of Agenda 21 and 2030 in particular, the level of education has rather been declining worldwide. With the help of so-called educational standards and Common Core education, the population is being manipulated from an early age so that people become uncritical and accept anything, and as a result of this, remain passive. Goal number five, achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. Instead, we can observe the natural, traditional family and lifestyles are vanishing. Women are being used as cheap labor, and children are being raised by the state. We have also been moving towards the goal of a genderless society for decades. While feminism is being pushed forward, on the other hand, all masculine characteristics are being suppressed. The promotion of a transgender ideology has dramatically increased the number of sex change operations among young people, which will ultimately allow reproduction to be controlled by the state. Goal number six, ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. But the facts show the opposite and must be stated. 90% of the world's water is consumed by the raw material industry, which is dominated by multinational corporations. These same corporations are at the same time strongly promoting the privatization of water supply worldwide. Today, a few multinational corporations dominate global water markets, which is turning water more and more into a luxury good, while preventing any self-sufficiency and independence for the population. Goal 7, ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy for all. The fact is, however, that in Germany, for example, the expansion of renewable energies has kicked up electricity prices tremendously. Above all, the consumers have been required to pay for this. Goal 8, promote sustained, inclusive, and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment, and decent work for all. But what can be observed is that international corporations are increasingly dictating working conditions through globalization, ruthlessly exploiting people, and at the same time taking over or destroying smaller companies on a large scale. For example, the five largest internet companies alone took over 436 companies worth $131 billion in the past 10 years. The result is that, ultimately, only a handful of monopolizing groups will remain. Goal 9. Build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, and foster innovation. However, it has to be stated that the opposite, so deindustrialization, is taking place in numerous countries and has in some cases led to a significant increase in unemployment. At the same time, many countries, through promotional loans, were lured into government over-indebtedness and, consequently, into a debt trap. The result is a sellout of domestic resources, infrastructure, and manpower. Goal 10, reduce inequality within and among countries. economist Valentin Lang examined in a study the consequences of globalization in 147 countries between 1970 and 2014, and he came to the following sobering conclusion. Although income differences between countries are narrowing, income gaps within the population are widening. While the incomes of the higher-earning upper class increased, the average population is the big loser. They are often plunged into poverty, hunger, and lack of prospects by international corporations, which are the main profiteers of globalization. These corporations ruthlessly exploit countries and their populations, resulting in an increase in inequality instead of the promised disparity reduction. Goal 11. Make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable. Instead of this, though, total surveillance of the population is rather being pushed in the name of security. For example, more and more countries are using facial recognition technology for surveillance. In public places in the cities, people's faces are automatically scanned and processed by an algorithm. In addition, strict gun laws are supposed to ensure greater security. But factually, gun bans do not disarm a single criminal, but only law-abiding citizens, thereby preventing rebellions by the people and solely ensuring the safety of the oligarchs in control of the resources. Goal 12. Ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns. Instead of this, the imposition of penalizing taxes forced people to abandon proven technologies. For example, due to the CO2 tax on fossil fuel consumption, new coal-fired power plants are being dismantled in Germany, but continue to operate in other countries. The situation is similar for diesel vehicles. In addition, a social credit system based on China's model is being prepared step by step in the name of the Great Reset, both in Germany and in all other countries of the world. As a result, anyone who does not comply with the government can have their freedoms and basic rights massively curtailed, including their right to livelihood, for example, the right to purchase food.
So these are the facts about the investigated alleged improvements. In conclusion, if one now compares the many aspired and beautifully formulated goals with the actual developments, one realizes that it is a case of, you could say, fraudulent labeling. Interestingly enough, the symbol used for the 2030 agenda is the same as for the Great Reset planned by the WEF. But no improvement in this world situation can be expected from a self-appointed elite such as the World Economic Forum. On the contrary, their new world order is nothing more than the self-enrichment of a few financial oligarchs at the expense of the general public. Therefore, there is simply a need for a new world leadership with an overall awareness that must emerge and mature from the people. Any longed-for improvement of the world situation is therefore the duty of a well-informed population that additionally needs to be willing to take personal responsibility.
I've got two articles here, fellas, but first of all, let's take a look at that. Do you notice a trend there? Everything they said, all of their goals, they did exactly the opposite. Did you notice that?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, and that was really, really evident with Barack Obama. It didn't take too much to pick up on him that whatever he said as far as legislation goals, it was just the opposite. Yeah. So we've infrastructure. We've got a shovel-ready jobs, right? There were none. And, you know, you can keep your own doctor, go to your own hospital. That was nonsense. So it was one.
What about this? What about this? I will be the most unifying president in the history of the country.
Oh, and open, Pastor Ernie.
And so he always did exactly the opposite of what he said, huh?
Exactly.
Now, who stated that, you know, in his book? That was Karl Marx that said, always do the opposite. Say one thing and do another. Go this way, go that way. But anyhow, That's what he said. Always keep the opposition confused, keep them off balance, keep them afraid, and they're easier to control that way. And that's what they're doing. And this is exactly what the Democratic Communist Party does here in America. And the news media, I mean, lying, it's just incredible. The amount of lies that you get from what is called the mainstream media. It's just incredible how blatant and bold-faced they are when it comes to lying, huh?
Hey, you wonder, Pastor Ernie, who listens to their lies? You know, someone's got to be supporting them for them to keep in business. So who's feasting on these lies that they're putting out every day, literally every day?
Well, you've got five large corporations that own all the lamestream media, but if you want to find out where they're making a lot of their money and why they are not warning people, they are not. When you turn on your television and you look in there and you see that so-called anchor, that talking head on television, that talking head has and is betraying you. They know about how many people are dying from the bioweapon, what they call vax. They know. I mean, they know this. We know it. And we're always way out in front. But we're telling you the truth, how many people are dying, and they will hide it. You can depend. You can depend on this, what is called the mainstream media, to betray you every single day and all day.
Now, Pastor Ernie, when it comes to vaccine, would we have any objections? Now, you, me, John Holman, and everybody that thinks like this, would we have any objection to a smallpox vaccine, that whoever took it would be vaccinated and they would be inoculated against it, and they would like never get it, or if they got it, it would be tiny mild? Would you be against that?
I wouldn't be against having you and Holman getting a smallpox vaccine.
Well, all right. Why in the world are we so adamant against the COVID-19 death shot? I know it's what I can't say vaccine.
Because
we know what's in it. We know that this is, how dangerous it is, the goal of it.
And we know people are dropping dead all over the planet, but they're keeping it quiet. We know that the funeral homes are busy. You know when funerals, would normally, within three or a week, at the most, when someone dies, they're buried. Now they're 2 or 3 weeks in many places before they can even get in. And when your morticians are telling you that they've never seen what's happening to people when they try to do autopsies, and they say that their veins and their arteries are filled with what appears to be like a glue-like substance, okay? And you know people that are, I mean, when the insurance companies tell you that the increase in deaths is 40% over the previous year, that tells you there's something happening, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. What caused it? Why are there 40% more deaths this year? Pastor Ernie, that was among the younger people. That's where these deaths were coming in. So what changed between last year and the year before and last year? It was the death shot.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And, and again, I mean, people are going to start finding it. They are starting to awaken, but they've got it in such a way that it doesn't hit all at once. And so that they look, if you look at who advertises on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox News, look on there and you'll see commercials all day long brought to you by Pfizer, brought to you. So you see, these drug companies, they advertise. That's where that money's coming from. And no matter what it is, okay, I absolutely have no doubt in my mind, okay, that if you look on some of those talking heads right there, if they knew, and I'm talking about these so-called anchors, if they were told by the deep state, look, at at noon tomorrow, New York is going to be nuked. We're going to blame it on Putin. We're going to nuke New York and blame it on Putin, okay? So get your family, but now don't tell all of your family, just your immediate family. You got to leave the rest of them here. And don't mention it to anybody else. Don't mention it to your neighbors. I truly believe that they would do that. They would just take their immediate, and they would leave, and they would betray everybody else. I believe they would do that. When you look at the bloodthirsty people, when you see when they kill off the elderly in the nursing homes, and the media would do nothing about it, they would cover it up. They would cover it up when they passed the legislation that you could kill babies after they're born, that you could kill the babies not only up to but right after they're born. They had a standing ovation. The bloodthirsty, that unclean, oh, that what a wicked, unclean, ungodly New York legislator stood and applauded because now they could kill innocent little children even after they're born. That is evil. That is pure evil, okay? And you know what? And here's the pitiful part about it. Even what is called the Christian media, there's only a handful of us in the Christian media that has the decency to come out and call evil evil. What do you think?
Well, you're right there, Stern. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, go ahead, John. Go ahead.
Well, you're talking about things that are done openly, and I just want to interject something here that is probably subtly more, maybe even a threat to our national security and our well-being in the nation. Now, have you read, you mentioned Obama, have you read his book, My Father's Dreams?
Dreams of My Father, yeah.
Yeah. Did something when I read, I didn't read the whole thing, but when I read enough, that stuck out, that really showed me, you know, what kind of man he is and what a vast majority, I think now a majority of attorneys are. Do you recall where he said that the Constitution is a fluid document?
Okay, let me see. Okay, somebody's asking, I think they're calling on, that was the number that I gave out for the legislation, and that was Northeast Ohio Right to Life, and I'll have to get that after the break because I don't have it right here. I put it away. So, okay, that number was for Northeast Ohio Right to Life. If you had any more questions on those two bills that we were talking about. So, you know, those two bills were the trigger bill. So once we pass Roe v. Wade, once it's stopped, it's overturned, it automatically goes into effect in Ohio and in a whole lot of states across the country. But what they did is they managed to try to stick some loopholes in it here in Ohio, which are not acceptable, and we're not going to let that bill get that way. We're going to go after it until it's changed. So that was it. That was the number. Anyhow, so I can't believe I got people calling me when we're talking about when you guys are talking with such good information, huh? All right. National Center for Missing and Exploited Children reports 35% increase in child pornography from 2020 to 2021. Now, what do you think? What is the cause for this tremendous amount of increase in child pornography? And by the way, child molestation, pedophilia. Let me give you a hint, fellas. You ready for this? Warning, 170,000 illegals amassing on the U.S. southern border, ready to storm across when Obama ends Trump's COVID rules. There you go, which I think that he says he's going to stop that so that more and more can pour in. Every single action by Joe Biden and the Democrats since January 2021 has resulted in the total destruction of the American way of life. Every single one. The inflation, the gas prices, the foreign policy, the suspending are the spending Ketanji Brown Jackson, the Radical American Heritage Judges, the D.C. Gulag. It was all meant to take America down. And we have more and more people saying America cannot survive three more years of Joe Biden. It can't. It can't. And, folks, something's got to happen there. And we got to pray and ask God to remove that wicked man in the whole deep state. So what do you think of that, fellas?
Well, you are absolutely right, Pastor Ernie. I don't see anything. I mean, we can't continue the way we're going. He was put in office, not elected. He was put in office to destroy America, Pastor. Everything
exactly.
He's doing is to destroy us. Everything.
And so, you know what? You know, I hope those people that voted for him, and by the way, again, he did not win the election. For every single person that says he won that election, that person is lying. They're lying. He did not win the election. He stole the election. And all of those lying liberal in the media, they know that. We know that. And so whenever I hear someone say, well, he won, I say, that's a lie. And lying's a sin. You shouldn't say that. He did not win. That election was stolen. It was fraudulent. And anyone and everyone that says that he won is a liar, and there's no truth in him. What do you think?
Well, they're lying or they're ignorant, Pastor Ernie. You have to give some the ability of being ignorant.
Being ignorant don't justify lying. Lying's a sin, right? I mean...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they don't care. You know, the truth is dying in America. It's the result that matters. So if you lie and cheat and steal and you sit in as president and people like your agenda and they hate pro-life, they hate the family unit as God created it, they hate us being the two sexes, male and female, as God created us. They love killing babies. I mean, you're happy that Biden's in there knowing that he stole it. Yeah, Pastor Ernie, but that goes along with him. That, you know what I mean? That goes along with that agenda. Lying goes along with the agenda that person supports.
Yep. Let me read this article very quickly. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children has reported massive, massive increases in child pornography online. The organization reports finding a 35% increase in suspected cases from 2021. The number of reports went up in categories such as possession of manufacturing and distribution, child sex tourism, child sex trafficking, child sexual molestation, misleading domain name on enticement of children for sexual acts, unsolicited obscene material. Well, let me ask you fellows this. When Biden was bringing in the middle of the night, bringing in and flying in, children that were unescorted children that were unescorted, had no adults with them, but by the planeful, and these children were taken to certain locations, unnamed locations. What do you think they were doing with those children?
Same thing they were doing with Epstein on his island.
The whole Deathocratic Party, is up to its eyeballs in pedophilia, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems to be I don't know what, Pastor Ernie, when they get at that level, because it's not only, it's the Democrat Party, but it's also Hollywood, and it's not limited to politics. It's in Wall Street, all these big corporations. I mean, they were hooked up with Epstein as it's coming out. So there's something I don't know, Pastor, and he's taken sin to a new realm, to a new level. Something about destroying innocent children, that helpless innocent children, that these people are such monsters that they want to do it.
Amazing. We're up against the break. When we come back from the break, the two Johns will dazzle you with their extreme, extreme intelligence. For sure, right? And their commentary. Be right back.
I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I'm blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold. I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you.
Sing. I want to dedicate that song to none other than John McTernan.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome. Hey, somebody called and said you said something about Washington, and I don't know what they're talking about, but they want you to repeat. What was it you mentioned about Washington?
George Washington?
A book. Something about a book about, or maybe it was the other John. What do you think?
I didn't mention Washington. John, you mentioned that.
Well, what I wanted to say was that in that book, he wrote that he believed that the Constitution was a fluid document, which a majority of the attorneys in this country believe. And fluid document means it has to be changed to fit the circumstances. So the Constitution is kind of become relegated to sort of a guiding book and document, and you can twist it and make it fit the situation at hand. So these attorneys they're some of the most dangerous people that we have in the United States. So any attorney that believes that like Obama does, that the Constitution is a fluid document, really is a huge, huge threat to our nation's law and rights. So when I read that, I read enough about Obama and his father, and I put the book down. That told me exactly what he was all about, and that he was not going to be a good president.
And he wasn't. All right, very quickly, I wanted to tell you this. Judge halts D.C. law allowing minors to get vaccinated without parental consent. A federal judge has temporarily halted a D.C. law that allows minors to get vaccinated without parental consent. The District Minor Consent for Vaccination Amendment Act of 2020 allows children as young as 11 to get vaccinated without their parents' knowledge. The case was brought before a federal judge thanks to two lawsuits brought by the parents last year. According to a report from The Hill, one of the lawsuits was filed by the parents of a teenager at a public charter school. The complaint alleges that the school created a pressure cooker environment, enticing and psychologically manipulating the children to defy their parents and take vaccinations against their parents' wills. The father alleged that the child was medically frail and developed autoimmunity, alopecia, and cerebral and severe hair loss, asthma, there's a number of things here, after receiving the vaccine. As a result, he said, he is of the sincere religious belief that he should not inject a foreign substance into his son's body that may harm him, and objects to the COVID-19 vaccine as well as all the standard childhood vaccines. You know, as far as I'm concerned, any parent that would allow their child to take that poisonous poke don't care much for their child at all. And as far as I'm concerned, they're abusive, the parents, because that is the poisonous poke. Again, folks, it's not a vaccine. It is not a vaccine. The very man that invented it said it was invented for the military. It's a bioweapon. It is meant to kill. There you go. Is that reality, fellas?
Well, Pastor Ernie, if you had Nurse Penny on here, she can validate that by her experience. I think you spoke to her earlier today. But she's helping people, and most of them have received the vaccine and then got COVID, and they are suffering and having more difficulties now than people that didn't. So that's a true statement.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Our other co-host is here. We're going to open the phone lines and take some calls. And so phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, if they're like hard questions, ask McTernan and Holman. Okay. And let's go with, well, we got Clifford. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, I wanted to ask John and John, you know, this to me, what you're talking about now is relates, I think, I was looking at Micah chapter 7, it's verse 5 and then verse 16, 17. It says, trust not in verse 5, Micah chapter 7, trust not. And then in verse 16, 17, it's talking about people being afraid of the Lord. And I think this is just an amazing betrayal. It's the biggest betrayal of the common man, of other common men in the history of mankind. I mean, you look at the media, you look at doctors, you look at parents giving these people this poison. It's so many people know this is poison in the media. You know, it's just, you can't trust anybody. Just like it says in Micah chapter 7, that verse starts that off. What do you think? What do you guys think?
He's asking you two Johns.
Yeah, I couldn't hear a word of it. Yeah, Pastor, and it wasn't that clear.
Yeah,
I couldn't hear anything.
Chapter 7, verse 5.
Okay. Could you boost him? Yeah. Micah 7, verse 5.
Well, it's coming. It's always, we always have to be kind of close and keep our private information to ourselves. And with what I consider a small circle of real trusted friends. But now it's so treacherous out there. There's so many people living in delusions, living in lies, promoting lies, and that hate anything to do with Jesus Christ. That, trust not, just put your trust in only people that through the years have proven themselves. And the Bible's warning on that.
Yeah, if you look in the context of it, what comes before it, it's describing the good man has perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among them. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man for his brother with a net. So in the context, John's right on. The Bible talks about there's you can have a friend that sticks closer than a brother, someone that you actually trust. There are very, very few people, I think, that you come into your life, and I'm speaking from experience, that you would trust implicitly with your life, and you would be willing to lay down your life for theirs. So I think that's a good interpretation of what's being said here. I agree with John.
All right, so we see examples of this. I mean, just a blazing example is the what we call the mainstream media. They betray us. They look right into that camera and they lie to you, knowing very well that they're lying, knowing very well that they're not telling you the truth, but they do it all the time without blinking. Then you have today, of course, we talked about the rhinos, you know, people that are, that, remember Paul Ryan, how, you know, Paul Ryan, when we had the votes to pass the heartbeat bill, he wouldn't let it go. He wouldn't bring it up to the floor for a vote after, you know, telling us, you know, just how pro-life and everything he is. Then when the time come, we could have had that heartbeat, a federal heartbeat bill, we could have had it passed. But because we had the votes, but he betrayed us. We get betrayed, of course, Obama, and you know, they always, you know, betray us, the politicians. But it hurts the worst when it's those that, like the rhinos, that you've worked the hardest for them, and they promise you this, so you go ahead and you go out and you work and you get them elected, but then they betray you. And, you know, people are so tired of being betrayed. That's why I think the rhinos better be ducking for cover, because, you know, people are really fed up. I hear from them all the time. But you know what? One of the things that's happening right now, where betrayal is outrageous, and that's in marriages. This so-called smart aleck phone, these phones that you have now with the text messages. It's the highest amount by far. Our wives are betraying, are cheating on their husbands, and this text, these phones with all of this texting, has given them this new kind of power that they have. And then of course husbands are betraying their wives, but by far, it's wives betraying their husbands in their marriage because of these phones. So. Betrayal is one of the things that is really rising, isn't it?
Yeah, and Pastor, there's always two witnesses in the Bible that testify to you know, what this verse is bringing out. And what does it say? Who's going to be the enemy? People of your own house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a warning. Times are really, really going to get, they're bad, but they're going to get worse.
King David had Ahithophel. Jesus had Judas. And we've got the mainstream media and others. All right, who do we have next? AC, you're in the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I got three quick comments. You had a guest on Wednesday, the Jewish, Messianic Jewish doctor, I guess he is.
Yeah, he's going to be speaking in our church.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I called, because you might want to ask him something. But when your co-host on that program asked him why so many Jews aren't getting converted, one thing that he didn't mention that I found out recently, and this was a real shock to me, but I was told by, I have a good Jewish friend, and they were telling me a couple months ago that most Orthodox Jews believe in reincarnation. And I didn't want to believe her, but I confirmed that with somebody in the Orthodox community, and I was told, yes, most Orthodox Jews believe in reincarnation. And that was a shock to find that out.
Well, I've never come across one that was for real. I used to have one that worked for me. John McTernan, you have a big ministry to the Jewish people. Have you heard that?
Well, back in the day, Pastor Ernie, when I was interacting with them and debating with them on quite an intense level, I never heard one say that, not one.
Well, I remember you debated the best-known rabbi debaters, the Orthodox, and you done all right for yourself, too, in those debates.
Yeah, that was Tobias Singer. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you. Thanks, AC, for that information there. All right. Okay, I didn't hear that. Go ahead, tell me that again. Vince, you're in the air.
Yes, sir. A couple of days. Thanks for taking my call, by the way. A couple of days ago, I was listening to your program, and you said the wisdom is the word of God, and I think I have to differ on that with you.
Well, you can go ahead. You got the right to be wrong, Vince.
Well. No, well, the word of God, I would equal with our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the word of God. Wisdom, I would associate with the Holy Spirit, the performance of the word.
Well, wisdom, again, the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit.
Not necessarily. You've got the God's Spirit, and you've got the Holy Spirit. That's where a lot of theologians get it wrong. The Holy Spirit is actually found in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 20 through 30, in the beginning of time, in the creation of the earth. The theologians think that the Spirit of God that over the earth in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, is, well, that's the Holy Spirit. No, that's the God the Father, and then you had God the Son. Let us make man in our own image, God the Father.
Okay, I'm out of time for, we'll have to pick this up. Okay, I'm out of time for that. What did you say there? Craig, pick that up. I didn't hear you. Okay. All right, we're up again. We're at the time, the most important part of the program tonight. And so who gave the invitation last week?
I think I did, Pastor.
Well, then we'll give it to John. John, you've got 4 minutes.
Four. Wow. Thank you, Pastor Ernie. We're really thankful that we can present the gospel of Jesus Christ to you during every show, because all of this, many of this stuff we talked about today is very important for now. But it doesn't mean really anything into eternity, only if you have eternal life with Jesus Christ. So the Bible says the world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So this whole world we see, it's going to pass away. at the second coming of Jesus Christ, he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. His reign will be on here on earth, but there will be a new Jerusalem where we live for eternity. That's offered to everyone. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We're separated from God because of sin. There is a penalty for sin. God is holy, and he's righteous, and he's just, and he cannot allow sin because of the penalty for it in his kingdom for eternal life. So out of love, he sent Jesus Christ, who the Bible identifies as the only begotten Son of God, sinless only begotten Son of God. He lived a perfect life. He was without sin, and yet he died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. And when we look in the Bible, it says God made a trade, that our sin was placed on Christ and his righteousness was imparted into us. And because of that righteousness imparted into us, we can now have eternal life. If we don't do it God's way, and Pastor Ernie, I believe, mentioned it earlier, the great white throne judgment, that there will be a judgment day, and it's Jesus Christ will be the judge, and there's God's white throne, it's called, and everyone will have to give account of their sin, everyone. And the penalty for it is in a place ultimately called the lake of fire. So no one has to go there. God has provided the way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So no one has to go there. It takes repentance, means you want to give up a life of sin apart from Christ and make him the center of your life and in his word. And then believing that Jesus Christ on the cross died and shed his blood to pay the penalty for your sin. And with that, the Bible says that Christ was raised from the dead. And that's an integral part of the faith, that Jesus died for our sin according to the scriptures. He was buried, and the third day he rose again from according to the scriptures. If you will do that, God will accept you, your confession, and accept you into his heaven for eternal life. It sounds simple, but it is simple, but it means giving up repentance and turning from a life of sin to a life of Jesus Christ and his word and becoming a disciple. So that can be done now by confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God will accept you into his heaven. Amen, Pastor Ernie.
Amen, because we... Yeah. A whole lot of people, we always know that. We say it all the time, we're going to run out of tomorrow's tonight. And so the Bible says today, now is the acceptable time. We're out of time for tonight. So let's do what we do at this time, every night at this time. We want to say good night, God bless, and always, always, let's do it, fellas, keep fighting the fight.
Fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.